The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the April 2019 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. We're going to begin on page 36 with We Predict Baseball Preview 2019. Will the Red Sox repeat? Will Manny make the Padres contenders? Here's what our crystal ball says. American League, East winner, New York Yankees. Central winner, Cleveland Indians. West winner, Houston Astros. Wild cards, Boston Red Sox, Oakland A's. MVP, Alex Bregman. Cy Young, Trevor Bauer. Rookie of the Year, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. National League. East winner, Washington Nationals. Central winner, St. Louis Cardinals. West winner, Los Angeles Dodgers. Wild cards, Milwaukee Brewers, Chicago Cubs. MVP, Manny Machado. Cy Young, Noah Syndergaard. Rookie of the Year, Pete Alonso. American League Championship Series, Astros over Yankees. National League Champion Series, Dodgers over Cardinals. World Series, Astros over Dodgers. We're not as certain about these things. An unwitting Cubs usher kicks out a fan who brings a goat to a Pets night, kicking off that whole cursed business all over again. Building off the success of last year's opener, pitcher the Rays tried to further innovate by introducing Midler, but it ends up just being a shorter name for middle reliever. Some team signs Bartolo Colon. This one might actually happen. Number one, American League East. Number one, New York Yankees. Hot topic. Can James Paxton stay healthy? Last year with the Seattle Mariners, James Paxton, who had been dogged by injuries throughout his first five seasons, made more than 24 starts for the first time in his career. His numbers were stellar, 11 wins and 2,008 strikeouts in 160 and a third innings. The Yankees acquired him in the offseason for three prospects. He will team with Luis Severino, 220 strikeouts, to give New York a potent 1-2 punch. The bullpen also features a pair of pitchers who can throw 100 miles per hour. Aroldis Chapman and Dylan Betances. Offensively, the Bronx Bombers lived up to their name, smacking a major league record 267 homers. With so many power arms and power hitters, the Yankees should have the firepower to win baseball's best division. Pitching staff heat index. Number two, Boston Red Sox. Hot topic. Will everything go right again? Last year was a remarkable season for the Red Sox. Several players, including American League MVP Mookie Betts, 32 home runs, .346 batting average, and J.D. Martinez, 43 home runs and .330 batting average, had career years. Rightly, starter Rick Porcello bounced back from a horrible 2017 season to pick up 17 victories. The team largely avoided injury problems. As a result, Boston won a club record 108 games and cruised through the postseason to win its fourth World Series in 14 years. The trick now is figuring out what to do next. Having the league's highest payroll means Boston has little room to bring in new players, and the bullpen could be an area of concern. The Sox are still loaded with talent, but so are the Yankees. If Boston is going to repeat as division champs, they're going to need some big breaks again. Number three, Tampa Bay Rays. Hot topic. Will the opener continue to work magic? Even as a squad that finished third, Tampa Bay was one of the most significant teams in the majors last year. The Rays relied heavily on the opener strategy, using a relief pitcher in the first inning to face the top of the opposing lineup. The team's ERA was nearly a run better after the Rays started using the opener. Another reason they adopted the strategy is that Blake Snell was their only above-average starter. But he was way above average. 21 wins, a 1.89 ERA, and 221 strikeouts in 180 and two-thirds inning. Free agent DH Avisal Garcia, 19 home runs with the White Sox, and outfielder Austin Meadows, a top prospect acquired from the Pirates last summer, should give the Rays attack enough pop to challenge for a wild card berth. Number four, Toronto Blue Jays. Hot topic. Is Marcus Stroman going to bounce back? Starting pitcher Marcus Stroman was fantastic in 2017, but last year was a season to forget. A shoulder injury and blisters limit him to 19 games, and his ERA ballooned from 3.09 to 5.54. Stroman is one of the few holdovers from the 2016 Blue Jays team that made the American League Championship Series. The team will need him not only to pitch well, but also to be a positive influence around young players. That group could include Vladimir Guerrero Jr. The top prospect in baseball is just 20, but he will likely make his big league debut at some point this season. In 95 minor league games last season, he hit .381 with 20 homers. He's the kind of player a team can build around in the future. Number five, Baltimore Orioles. Hot topic. Can it get any worse? Baltimore was bad last year. Really bad. I mean, really, really bad. The Orioles lost 115 games, the fifth most in major league history, and no player was worse than first baseman Chris Davis. The slugger who hit 38 home runs 2 years ago had a batting average of .168, struck out 192 times, and had a WAR of 2.8. To his credit, Davis kept playing every day, but the fact that Baltimore didn't have any better options says a lot about how dire the situation is. The Orioles are still rebuilding, and the offseason moves they made indicate that it's going to be a while before they're competitive again. The biggest pickup was Richie Martin, who has never played above AA, yet will likely start at shortstop. American League Central. Number one, Cleveland Indians. Hot topic. Where will the runs come from? The Indians won their third straight Central Division title last season, but they made several changes in the offseason. Gone are D.H. Edwin Encarnacion, 32 home runs. First base Yadier Alonso, 23 home runs. Ceylon Gomez, 16 home runs, and left fielder Michael Brantley, 17 home runs. That means that third baseman Jose Ramirez, 39 home runs, 105 runs batted in, and SS Francisco Lindor, 38 home runs, 92 runs batted in, are going to have even more work to do. Fortunately for the Indians, they don't have to put up too many runs to win. Last year, each of their five starting pitchers won at least 11 games with an average of more than one strikeout per inning. In the sad Central, Cleveland should coast to another title, but a lack of offense might mean the team's world championship drought will hit 71 years. Minnesota Twins, hot topic. Number two, which Twins are the real Twins? After a surprise wildcard appearance in 2017, the Twins struggled in 2018. Minnesota went 78-84 and never put pressure on the Indians, who rolled to another division title. The Twins took a few gambles in the offseason, signing 22nd baseman Jonathan Shoup, 21 home runs for the Orioles and Brewers, first baseman C.J. Krohn, 30 home runs for the Rays, and 38-year-old D.H. Nelson Cruz, 37 home runs for Seattle. That trio could give a boost to a lineup that was 12th in the league in home runs, but all three are rather one-dimensional. The rotation has a potential ace in Jose Berrios. The 24-year-old was an all-star, going 12-11 and finishing 10th in the American League in strikeouts per nine innings, 9.5. Minnesota should have a fairly strong hold on second place, but a serious run at a division title is still a few years away. Chicago, number three, Chicago White Sox. Hot topic, how much will losing the Manny Machado sweepstakes hurt? The White Sox went all in to sign free agent Manny Machado. In addition to reportedly offering him a deal worth as much as $350 million, Chicago traded for the slugger's brother-in-law, first base Yadier Alfonso, and signed his friend outfielder John J. Elias. Machado chose the Padres. That means the White Sox, who lost 100 games for just the fourth time in the franchise's 118-year history, will have to rely on its young core. Hard-throwing right-hand pitcher Ronaldo Lopez finally saw his velocity begin to translate into results. In his last seven starts, he had a 1.38 ERA and 48 strikeouts in 45 and two-thirds innings. That kind of a young talent can go a long way in what is a race for second place in a very weak division. Number four, Detroit Tigers. Hot topic. What happened to Michael Fulmer? One of the few bright spots in a dismal 2017 season was right-handed pitcher Michael Fulmer. The righty followed up his 2016 Rookie of the Year season by making his first All-Star team as the Tigers stumbled to 95 losses. Last year, Fulmer looked like a shadow of his former self. He was just 3-12 with a .4.69 ERA. Fulmer isn't the only one who struggled. Detroit finished last in homers, next to last in runs, and 10th in ERA. The Tigers lost 98 games, but managed to finish third. Still committed to rebuilding with young players, Detroit didn't make any splashy moves in the offseason. A team that is just 5 years removed from a run of four straight Central titles is looking at a third straight season of flirting with 100 losses. Number five, Kansas City Royals. Hot topic. Can the Royals run their way out of the basement? Kansas City lost 104 games last year, the fifth time in 17 years they hit triple digits. That's a far cry from their heyday of the 1970s and 80s, when the franchise was a consistent American League pennant threat. Those teams were known for stealing lots of bases, and that's a blueprint the Royals look like they're embracing. The team locked down its best player with a contract extension over the winter, as second baseman Whit Merrifield inked a 4-year deal. Kansas City also signed free agents Billy Hamilton, 34 stolen bases with the Reds, and Terrence Gore, 27 stolen bases in 63 career games. And shortstop Adalberto Mondesi swiped 32 bags in 75 games. But those OKC teams hit for average and had great pitching, two areas these Royals did little to address. American League West. Number one, Houston Astros. Hot topic. Can they compete with the big boys? The Astros won 103 games last season, then stomped the Indians in the playoffs, sweeping Cleveland in three games. The American League Championship Series was a different story, though, as Houston got outslugged by the Red Sox in a 4-1 series defeat, and the Astros were just 2-5 against the Yankees, giving Houston a 7-12 record against the top two teams in the East. And the Astros are likely going to have to beat at least one of those teams to get back to the World Series. Free agent outfielder Michael Brantley, 309 batting average with Cleveland, will make a strong lineup stronger, assuming the injury-prone slugger can stay on the field. But Houston's power pitchers, led by Garrett Cole, 2.88 ERA, and Justin Verlander, 2.52 ERA, will have to keep the league's biggest bats under control. Number two, Oakland Athletics. Hot topic. Will Matt Chapman follow in Josh Donaldson's shoes. Oakland has had some great third basemen, including Josh Donaldson, who mounted two strong MVP campaigns in 2013 and 2014 before finally winning the award with the Blue Jays in 2015. Donaldson, now with the Braves, is a slugger and a tremendous fielder, two traits he shares with Matt Chapman. The A's current third baseman finished seventh in MVP voting last year in his first full season in the majors, hitting 24 homers and winning a Gold Glove. He anchored a lineup that propelled Oakland to a wild card berth. Losing second baseman Jed Lowry, 23 home runs, to the Mets will hurt, and the A's could use another starting pitcher. But if all goes well, Oakland will again slug its way into the playoff race, and its third baseman will add to his trophy case. Number three, Los Angeles Angels. Hot topic. When will we see Shohei Ohtani? The biggest story in baseball last year was two-way star Shohei Ohtani. Unfortunately, an elbow injury cut short his time on the mound and required him to have off-season surgery. That means the righty, who was a 4-2 with a 3.31 ERA, likely won't pitch all year. The good news is that Ohtani, 22 hits and 22 home runs and 326 at-bats, should be able to take over the designated hitter role in May. He and superstar outfielder Mike Trout, 39 home runs, 312 batting average, form one of the league's best duos. Ultimately, though, the Angels will not only go as far as their pitching takes them. Los Angeles picked up former All-Stars Matt Harvey, 4.94 ERA with two teams, and Trevor Cahill, 3.76 ERA with Oakland, but neither is as potent as Ohtani. Number four, Seattle Mariners. Hot topic. Will they know each other's names? We go into a great detail explaining all the moves the Mariners made in the offseason, but we've only got so much ink and paper. Put it this way. Their 25-man roster will likely include 11 players acquired over the offseason. The ones who will provide the most immediate help should be DH designated hitter Edwin Encarnacion, 32 home runs for the Indians, and outfielder Jay Bruce, who struggled with injuries last year but hit 36 home runs in 2017. The wheeling and dealing saw the team lose its best pitcher, James Paxton. The lefty threw a no-hitter last May in which he was hitting 99 miles per hour in the ninth inning. But the moves allowed Seattle to unload some bad contracts and he replenished its farm system. The present is dreary, but the future in Seattle looks bright. American League West, number five, Texas Rangers. Hot topic. When will Joey Gallo get his first single? He might not be the best hitter in baseball, but he's certainly one of the most interesting. Outfielder Joey Gallo believes in going big or going home. Last year, he struck out 207 times and hit 40 home runs and only 38 singles. In fact, Gallo had just 3 one-baggers over the last month of the season, compared with 10 extra base hits. Watching Gallo is about the only exciting thing for Rangers fans to do. Future Hall of Famer Adrian Beltre, 15 home runs, 273 batting average, retired, and the team bought in free agents Shelby Miller, 10.69 ERA for the Diamondbacks, and Drew Smyly, who hasn't pitched in the majors since 2016, to try to bolster a pitching staff that had an ERA of 4.92 last year. It's going to be another long season. Continuing on page 43, picture here of a butterfly. Title of the article, The Butterfly Effect. While we sat around waiting for Bryce Harper to decide where he was going to play this year, he was still making up his mind when we finished this issue, we imagined a couple of, well, kind of possible scenarios. The Dodgers sign him to prevent Harper from blocking outfield prospect Alex Verdugo. LA's owners successfully lobby for a universal designated hitter. After basically replacing the pitcher's spot in their lineup with Harper, the Dodgers crew to the World Series. There they beat the Yankees, who had acquired Charlie Blackman and Nolan Arenado from the demoralized Rockies. The Bombers and the Dodgers face off in the next seven World Series. Harper's hand in the Dodgers dynasty makes him the most popular athlete in L.A. He uses his proximity to Hollywood to pivot into acting, becoming the titular star in a series of films about a detective named Ken Kane. The series' back-to-basics approach revitalizes the genre, causing studios to shelve their superhero projects and search for the next Kane. Fans of comics are forced to wait 15 years before learning the secret identity of Spider-Lady in Spider-Man 12, The Quest for Hope. The Blue Jays sign him. Bryce Harper and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. accelerate the Jays' rebuild as they win the American League East as soon as 2020. In response, Major League Baseball teams become obsessed with acquiring the sons of former players. The Yankees and the Red Sox blow their entire budgets, paying their current stars for the draft rights of their future sons. The overreaction paves the way for an uninterrupted Toronto dynasty. The Jays' success actually forces hockey to compete with baseball for the attention of Canadian fans. The Maple Leafs swing the NHL's trade of the century to get Connor McDavid from the Oilers. Still, kids are all over the country, inspired by Harper, choose to start playing baseball. One of those kids, Johnny Wilson, becomes the Deion Sanders of the Great White North, the first NHL Major League Baseball two-sport athlete, and eventually the Prime Minister of Canada during the Great Syrup Crisis of 2067. National League East. Number 1, Washington Nationals. Hot topic, is their window still open? Washington has won the National League East in 4 of the last 7 years, never finishing worse than second. But the Nationals haven't got a single playoff series win to show for it. The core of the team, long anchored by Bryce Harper, was together for several years. The good news is that it got an injection of youth last year in 19-year-old outfielder Juan Soto. Though he didn't get called up until late May, he hit 22 homers in 116 games. This year, 21-year-old Victor Robles, 288 batting average, will play a large role in the outfield. The pitching staff could use a similar youth movement. Led by the incomparable Max Scherzer, the team's top 4 pitchers will all be in their 30s by October. Number 2, New York Mets. Hot topic, can their 8th ace catch a break? Right-hander Jacob DeGrom had one of the strangest seasons in Major League history last year. He won just 10 games in 32 starts, but he nonetheless nabbed the Cy Young Award. The Mets' bats routinely went to sleep with DeGrom, who finished with a 1.70 ERA pitched. They scored 3 runs or fewer in 21 of his starts. New York's picked up an established hitter in second baseman Robinson Cano, batting average 303 with Seattle. He came in the same trade that brought closer Edwin Diaz, 124 strikeouts in 73 and a third innings. Throw in utility infielder Jed Lowry, 23 home runs with Oakland, and that's a pretty impressive offseason. Now the trick for the Mets will be to keep their notoriously injury-prone pitching staff healthy. If they can do that and give their best pitchers some support, the Mets should be back above 500 after 2 straight losing seasons. Number 3, Atlanta Braves. Hot topic. Will they avoid growing pains? Atlanta pulled off baseball's biggest surprise last year, winning the East. The Braves' talented veteran duo of first baseman Freddie Freeman, 23 home runs, and outfielder Nick Markakis, 93 runs batted in, got a huge boost from a pair of kids. Outfielder Ronald Acuna hit 26 homers in 111 games as a 20-year-old, and 21-year-old second baseman Ozzy Albies smacked 24. Atlanta added third baseman Josh Donaldson, who struggled with injuries last year, but hit 33 home runs with Toronto two seasons ago. If anything holds the Braves back, it will be their starting pitching. Mike Foltynewicz, 2.85 ERA, is a hard thrower, but there is a drop-off after the righty. Of course, if Acuna and Albies suffer sophomore slumps, it will be a moot point in a tough year. Number 4, Philadelphia Phillies. Hot topic, can the new talent mesh enough to win? The National League East is filled with aces, and last year saw the emergence of a new one, righty Aaron Nola, 17-6, 2.37 ERA, had a breakout season. He finished third in the Cy Young voting behind two division rivals, Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer. Unfortunately, the next best ERA in the starting rotation belongs to Jake Arrieta, 3.96, and the offense was almost totally devoid of star power. That should change. Philadelphia acquired a pair of talented free agents, outfielder Andrew McCutchen, 20 home runs for the Pirates and Yankees, and reliever David Robertson, 3.23 ERA for the Yankees. And the Phillies traded for a rising star behind the plate, J.T. Realmuto, 21 home runs for Miami. That's enough raw talent to put Philadelphia in the postseason mix. Miami Marlins, number 5. Hot topic, are they even trying? What does Miami have to show for it? The team has just one minor leaguer ranked on MajorLeagueBaseball.com's top 100 prospects list. Instead of investing in its young core, the Marlins will pay $20 million to the left-handed pitcher Wellyin Chen, who was 6-12 with a 4.79 ERA last year. It's going to be another long season for the Marlins fans, but at least they won't have to bid another young talent goodbye. They're already gone. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Some cash, then the girl was mine. I took her over town, I wined her and dined her. She asked me to